All right. So I don't know what page it's on. What's that? 117. So wherever you are, go to 117, and we'll start talking a little bit about what I'm calling parenting foundations. This is not going to be what do you do when they're 5, what do you do when they're 8, what do you do when they're 12. I don't know. But okay, we could do that, but we're not. Here's what I think is really helpful, and at least it was for me with parenting, is, and I said this phrase last night, begin with the end in mind. So if I'm doing that, here's what that assumes. You know what the end is. So what is the goal? What is the goal of parenting? Because it ought to really have an impact on what I do tomorrow when they don't eat green beans. If I'm thinking about the goal, I don't know that I'm going to write on my paper, the goal is that my child likes green beans. But what is the goal? And what does that have to do with it? So what are just some typical goals you hear? And I'm going to repeat it after you for the people listening online. What are some typical goals you hear when somebody comes to you for help or in your own parenting or just when we're having conversations with people? What are some of the goals we have for parenting? Oh, my word. It's like coming from every part of the room. Obedient children. Yes, yes. That is one of our major goals. Can I tell you if that's your goal? It will really impact how you parent. And I don't say that in a good way. But yes, what else are common goals? We want them to walk with the Lord. Yes. We want them to respect authority. Like I'd prefer they not be in jail. So we would like them to respect authority. Yes, what else? We want them to be productive, not living in our basement at 40. Yes. We want them to know how to think critically. What else? We want them to know how to solve problems along that same line. Excellent. We want them to take initiative. We want them a certain kind of character, I would imagine. We want them to have a certain kind of character when they leave. Yep. I mean, can we just be honest? No drama. My husband, it just cracked me up. We were in a drama troupe. And so we met on Friday afternoons, and he's looking at my calendar, and it says drama, 2 to 5. And he goes, I love that we schedule our drama. And I'm like, if only. It's not 2 o'clock. No one may have drama. We do ours from 2 to 5. Yes. So we want to minimize that, for sure. Anything else? I mean, I know we said we want them to please God. I know that's in there. I don't doubt that. But we really do want them to love and appreciate us. Come on. And why wouldn't they? They have us. Right? What's not to love? Yes. Success in education. Thank you. I think that's real. Yes. So, are any of these horrible? No. I had some other ones. We want good kids. I want people to go, she's got good kids. I want that. I want to maximize their intellectual potential. Whatever that is. I feel that weight. That's my job. Whatever they got, I got to maximize it. Can I just say this? I just don't want them to be weird. I mean, can I just say that? We don't want weird kids, which they're at a disadvantage, right, with us as parents. So can we just acknowledge they might be weird? But that's all right. It worked for us. We want them to be popular and well-liked because the alternative is people don't like them and they might hurt. So I want them to be popular. I want them to fit in. We want them to be well-rounded. I'm not even sure what that means, but we're sure it's important and we got to have it. So, good desires. So, you know, a lot of this is how do we define our terms? And how you define this word is going to change what you mean. So I'm going to tell you, the way I'm saying it, I'm differentiating two types of parenting goals. There's desired results that I have. And then there's results that I don't control. So I separate them in my mind. What are the goals? Those are the things that I control. And then what are my desires? Those are the things I don't control. You might define it differently, and so you come up. So I want you to know where I'm coming from. When I use the word goal, I'm saying you can do it. A goal is something, and I don't even always do that, right? But I could. For instance, my goal in life is to please Jesus. Do you know that in every instance, I am able to do that? Meaning you can't stop me. Now, I don't always do that, and I'm responsible for that. But I could do that if it weren't for my sin. There are not circumstances, there is no circumstance that could prevent me from pleasing God. My heart will prevent it, but nothing else can prevent me from pleasing God. I call that a goal. That's something you could do. Not that you'll do it perfectly, but it's your responsibility. A desire would be all the things you just said to me. Can you make any of those things happen that you just said to me? No. And I believe that's crucial. Because I think many of us are parenting around the things we can't control. And then being very frustrated. So for me, short version, bottom line parenting goal is this. I want to honor God in my parenting. That's my goal. My goal is not a godly kid, though that's a desire. My goal is not a kid that likes me, though I want that. My goal is to honor God in my parenting. And I know we need to say a whole lot more about what does that mean, but at least now we're on that path, which I believe is different than the path many parents are on. And can I just be honest, on a daily basis, it's different than the path I took until I realized it again. So, in addition to that goal, I have a lot of desires for them that I believe are godly. I want my children to love God. So is that my goal of parenting? I can't go there. And why do I differentiate that? When I'm trying to control a result that is not mine, you know what I actually find? I stop doing the thing that is in my control. In my effort to have a successful kid, I stop honoring God in my parenting. It's not just a bummer that I can't control this. It's that in trying to control that good desire, frequently, I'll avoid the word always, but in my life, I can't think of a time when it wasn't true. So a lot, I have stopped. I am now dishonoring God because I'm not honoring God in my parenting. So I think it's incredibly important. So, it honors God to parent in a way that shows Jesus is beautiful. That's my job. And you know how that fits with my desire of a godly kid? When my goal is to parent in a way that shows Jesus is beautiful, wouldn't it probably make it a little bit easier for them to see that Jesus is beautiful? Wouldn't it maybe make it easier for them to want to love God if that's how I parented? So, part of honoring God in my parenting is creating an environment that would make it easy for my kids to do the things I desire when they're godly desires. But I do believe it changes. I think the distinction's important, or you're going to find yourself clamoring, how do I make my kids believe? How do I make them believe? How do I make them love God? How do I make them respect authority? And all those are biblical things. Those are God's desire for them. How do I make them do that? And when you do that, you've stopped showing them Jesus is beautiful. You've stopped doing the thing that might make it easier for them to have these outcomes that you want. So, as you try to make something happen that isn't your responsibility, you will sinfully fail in what is your responsibility. So I think it's really important. We have the privilege of going and doing parenting conferences in a lot of places, and we call it Parenting Foundation.